We're looking at a number of the oral angiogenesis inhibitors. We've also started looking at a Pfizer compound, insulin growth factor receptor inhibitor. So it's almost like a tsunami of targeted agents that are arriving weekly in the clinic.
Any experience with the Zactima or?
No personal experience. It's an interesting drug. It belongs to this new family of dual or multi-kinase inhibitors. So here's a drug that has both anti-angiogenesis activity as well as EGFR inhibitory effect. It's not clear at which dose, what percentage of each effect is operative, and I think that's still open to debate. There was an interesting randomized phase 2 presented by John Hammock at ASCO this year in the second-line setting that looked at docetaxel either alone or combined with two different doses of ZD6474 as Actima. And progression-free survival was improved, particularly for the lower dose arm, which is intriguing. The control group got a placebo, so presumably the people didn't really know what they were getting, although this drug is very similar to the other EGFR inhibitors. Patients are still getting rash, they're still getting diarrhea, and they are getting toxicities that are probably peculiar to angiogenesis inhibition. We're seeing headaches, hypertension. Don't typically see that with the EGFR inhibitors.
I guess that's the VEGF part of it.
Mm-hmm.